How is Vince Day treating you? It's the middle of the week.
Yes. So. I think like Wednesday is a very funny day to me because Wednesday is like you're there closer to the weekend.
Nearing the weekend, yes.
Yet you're not there. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's awkward.
We have mixed feelings about Vince. Mm-hmm. That's the crux of the story. But let's move on to the main news for today that we're going to discuss on the Smashy Business Show. Obviously, we can't start the show without mentioning the Sphere, which is now landing in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi has been chosen as the second venue, second location, second place for the world famous Las Vegas Square, which is in Las Vegas, obviously. The name tells you that. So the Sphere opened in 2023. It's going good. Mm-hmm. It has hosted residencies from some of the biggest stars. It's hosting fights. It's hosting sports events. It has a lot planned. But now after years of speculation that where would the next Sphere be, we also reported on it that FII CEO, it's a future investment initiative, the CEO, he told a lot of media during a press conference that the Sphere is attracting interest from a lot of countries, not even Middle Eastern countries, from the whole world. Then there were plans to open it in UK. The plans basically didn't work out. There was one in Korea, South Korea. The plan didn't work out. But finally, the whole world now knows where the second location of the Sphere is going to be. And it is going to be the capital of capital, Abu Dhabi. So a Sphere entertainment company, which was established, basically MGM started this project. Mm-hmm. But then they set up a different company to hold the shares and everything, hold the whole setup of the Sphere, which is called the Sphere Entertainment Company. And the Department of Culture and Tourism Abu Dhabi, they've announced the plan, they signed a partnership. And following the success of the first Sphere in Las Vegas, I guess this is going to be the next big thing, I guess, after Burj Khalifa in the UAE.
Yes, for sure. You know, because the Sphere that we have, you're talking about, it will, of course, align with, I know everyone hates the number. I know we talked about this number over and over and over again. But because it aligns with Abu Dhabi's tourism strategy for 2030, which will enhance its global reputation as a hub for culture and technology. You spoke yesterday about how JITEX is all about technology and AI, and this is very prominent. So as well, it will attract, it will hold 20,000 attendees, which is going to be very significant for like events, concerts, and even shows. And of course, the partnership will leverage the proprietary technology and content expertise, promising to revolutionize entertainment in the region. And we all the time speak about how much entertainment is and technology is very prominent in the UAE, since it is actually looking forward to as it's getting to its 2030 vision. You know, like next year we're like 5 years away from 2030.
Yeah, tourism is one of the biggest industries that the whole Middle East is focusing on, and tourism is not only just come to the place, eat, live in a hotel and go away. Tourism includes entertainment avenues as much as you can. So Dubai and Abu Dhabi already have a lot of stuff. There's the Dubai Safari Park, there's Burj Khalifa, there's the fountains, there's a lot of stuff. Abu Dhabi has the Louvre, the Grand Mosque. So there's already a lot of entertainment avenues, but UAE is not resting on its laurels. They want to bring more and more. Again, the idea is to move away from oil. So entertainment and tourism is one of the biggest industries they're planning to move away from oil. And this move, I remember our CEO, Richard Fitzgerald, and the founder of Augustus Media, he was telling me that he actually experienced this Sphere in Las Vegas. So on his account, he said that it's magical. It's basically when you go inside, even standing outside, just looking at it, the magnanimous structure and the whole idea is crazy, to be honest. And 100%. That happening in now, apart from like 190 plus countries where it could have gone, and thousands of cities which could have hosted, Abu Dhabi is now going to finally host it, and it'll be a landmark, to be honest, in the region, not even in the world, in the region as well. It's going to be a landmark.
For sure, and as well, because like you and I have mentioned the number 2030 a lot.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the UAE as a whole has a lot of plans, a huge I would say, plan for 2030. We don't know what is it yet, but of course, it's not going to be just like, you know, like it's like a plan that they are incorporating. It's not only economy.
It's not just on paper.
Literally, it's like a lot of things. Tourism is one of it included, and having the Las Vegas Sphere open one in Abu Dhabi is a step towards 2030, because as we said, the sphere is set to attract millions of visitors.
So some business details were there in the press release that was sent. We'll just talk about those boring details. Sphere is all about entertainment, but there is a business side to it as well. So DCT Abu Dhabi, the Dubai Culture and Tourism Department, they will fund the construction. So the whole construction process, the money will come from Abu Dhabi. Also, they'll pay Sphere Entertainment Company, the company which holds the rights and everything, to the original sphere. They will get a franchise fee from Abu Dhabi for its design, technology, and intellectual property. So a lot of movies or shows that happen specifically in Sphere, the Abu Dhabi, basically the government will buy all of that. So post-opening, after the Sphere is completed, we don't have a date yet on when it will open. But obviously it takes 2-3 years at least to build it. The Sphere, I remember Vegas one, it took nearly $4 billion, around the $4 billion mark to just build it. And from the start, it was supposed to be a $2 billion venture. But again, to support the whole Sphere structure, the placement of screens, the sound system, everything is so expensive and so rare and so difficult to place. So it went up to nearly $4 billion. So post-opening, Sphere will provide licensed content to Abu Dhabi Sphere. Operational services will be provided by the Sphere. The advisory support will be provided by the Sphere, ensuring that the venue operates at the forefront of immersive entertainment. So Sphere is not just selling the idea to Abu Dhabi. They will be here. They will have boots on ground to handle the operations, daily operations and everything, because they want to build it like the original Sphere in Las Vegas. And they don't want to, I guess, compromise on the quality of everything, the operational quality, the stuff that goes on, and the operational, obviously, stuff. So in addition, Abu Dhabi's landscape is expected to attract millions of visitors annually. Last year, if I remember correctly, Abu Dhabi hosted 24 million people last year. That's a big number, and it was nearly 70 to 100% growth for Abu Dhabi. Because again, we shouldn't say this, but everyone comes to UAE and comes to Dubai, but Abu Dhabi is now reaching up. They're matching Dubai in that race.
Look, they are, you know what I mean? Like, we knew earlier that Abu Dhabi was the capital of the UAE because of the oil. However, of course, Dubai has exceeded everyone's expectations in regards of like development, technology, AI, and economy, tourism, and the list goes on and on. And which gets like the race between Abu Dhabi and Dubai as like the capital,
it's
kind of
very
like
constructive competition.
Exactly, you know. So I like wonder, I literally wonder, you know, because like, you know, it was always like a thought in everyone's, like it was a question. That I had asked myself when I was like younger, and everyone has asked as well themselves. It's like, why isn't Dubai the capital of the UAE? Since when you think of the UAE, you think Dubai. You know,
it's a very famous joke in Pakistan. Whenever you're telling someone that you're going to the UAE, everyone like, who's a Pakistani and listening will agree that whenever you're coming from Pakistan to the UAE, you tell them, "Oh, I'm going to the UAE," and they'll say, "Oh, you're going to Dubai."
So
I'm like, no, there's six other Emirates also. It's Umm Al-Quwaim, Fujairah, there's Ras Al Khaimah. Ras Al Khaimah is developing so much. There's Sharjah, the city of mosques. I love the mosques in Sharjah. Abu Dhabi is the capital. So it's a very famous joke in my region.
Exactly. However, like what people
but
do
now, Abu Dhabi is coming up.
Exactly. So like that like kind of like competition, you know, like with Abu Dhabi having the sphere open at Abu Dhabi, it's kind of like going to raise them up to the level of Dubai. However, of course, it makes me wonder, like, would the UAE ever change their capital?
No, no, that will never happen. This discussion has been going on in a lot of countries, to be honest. I've read a lot about how capitals are formed and how they stay and why they're never changed. Give you an example of Pakistan. Karachi was supposed to be, it's the business hub. It's like Dubai. To be honest, Pakistan, Karachi is exactly like Dubai. The business hub earns a lot of money for the country, contributes a very big percentage to the GDP, but it's not the capital, but it's still called the financial capital. Mm-hmm. So the original capital is Islamabad.
Yeah.
And Islamabad has a very similar environment as to Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi is very calm and cool, and everything happens in just one place, the Yas Island. The city itself is very nicely built on a grid. Likewise, Islamabad is like that. So just giving you an analogy to if someone is listening from Pakistan, or even if someone is interested in geographies.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, as well, like just like fun fact, this might not be related, but it's related to the, Pakistan and Karachi. Do you know that Emirates, their flights, it's called EK because like their first flight was from Emirates the Emirates to Karachi.
Yeah, I remember PIA, the international airline, it's an international airline, but it's the government airline of Pakistan. It's the national carrier of Pakistan. They were very good at some point in time, like 30, 40 years ago, they were in profit. Now they're in very bad debt. Even a travel ticket from one city to another, which is hardly a 1 hour, 1.5 hour flight, is 50,000 Pakistani rupees. That's a lot. That's like the pay of a person in 1 month. So it's very bad. But Emirates, thankfully, is growing very, very much. It's like the best airline in the world right now. Matches with Qatar's Airways. It gives competition to the best airlines in the world.
100%.
So yeah. We had some contribution in helping them start up, but they're way, way, way in front of us now. Let's move on to upskilling people. Microsoft's AI Skills Initiative is here. It was announced at GITEX Global, which is happening in Dubai. There's Expand North Star, which is a startup version of GITEX Global, which is also happening at Dubai Harbour. GITEX is at the Dubai World Trade Center, Expand North Star. 1,800 startups, 70,000 people expected, and all that is happening in Dubai Harbour. We have a team member there. If you want any updates about the last day of Expand North Star, you can go to our Instagram, go to the story, see what's happening there on the last day. Yesterday, we went to GITEX, so you can watch our stories today as well on Instagram, and you'll see what was happening at GITEX yesterday. Coming back to the story, Microsoft UAE, Microsoft, the whole Microsoft, and then the UAE version, they've announced that they'll train 100,000 UAE government employees. The idea is that they'll upskill them on AI, and it was unveiled at GITEX, as I said. The initiative will deliver personalized, role-specific training to help employees integrate AI effectively into their roles. So 100,000 employees picked and chosen, and then how to use AI to manage your tasks effectively, eventually making the government better.
This is, I would say, a very, very crucial initiative because, of course, you know, we know that the UAE has a goal to, it's moving forward, right? Yeah. We said yesterday that after COVID, everything shifted towards technology.
And COVID showed us the power of technology,
I think, basically. Yes, and it really shifted, you know, it's like two different timelines, right? And with that happening, of course, the UAE recognizes the power of AI. And so it's like, you know what, why don't we use AI to our own benefit? And they have like this ambitious goal to become a global AI leader. And as well, of course, they are not going to keep their, I would say, their workforce aside. You know what, they they know that their workforce, they are very critical in the economy and boosting the UAE as a whole. So they're like, you know what, fine, let's focus on AI fluency and digital transformation. And therefore, they are actually training 100,000 government employees because this is very important. This this initiative, of course, we know that supports the National Strategy for Artificial Intelligence for their 2031. Now, 2030, you know, maybe the shift's going to happen and then people are going to get more used to it. In 2031, they're going to start implementing it. And hopefully by then it will be positioning the country at the forefront for innovation. There's no doubt. For sure, there's no doubt in that, you know, because all of this is all going to be contributing to their vision, and whether it's economy growth, whether it is financial, whether it is tourism, and this goes on and on.
Yeah. So there's some details of the partnership that is happening. Mm-hmm. The program will run for 12 months and it includes partnership with local government bodies. So think of RTA, think of there's a lot, GDRFA, mm-hmm. think of every government institution that you come across every day, ICP. The people from there will be picked and 100,000 people will be upskilled in AI to make things better. It will also leverage Microsoft's AI Skills Navigator platform. Basically, they have a platform, so they'll be trained mm-hmm. on that platform that will offer customized learning paths to every person who enters this program. Obviously, they're going to be government employees. And apart from that, at Microsoft, at Jitex Global, Microsoft also showcased Sava, and an AI application designed to enhance community services and boost citizen engagement. This is just a side note of what Microsoft was doing mm-hmm. at the event as well. So it basically, the idea of Sava is to demonstrate the practical impact of AI on daily life in the UAE. So a lot of things, to be honest, right now in our podcast, in our newsletter, it'll be about UAE and AI and a lot of steps that are being taken by players who are there at Jitex Global mm-hmm. or at Expand North Star. So a lot of news is coming from there. It's a big event, so obviously it was supposed to happen. Another news from Jitex Global, cloud collaboration, E&, which is Etisalat and Amazon Web Services, a cloud platform. They have signed a $1 billion partnership to power UAE's digital future. What will happen is that UAE's telecom giant E&, and Amazon Web Services, they will partner together. The $1 billion amount is for all the things that will happen under it. It aims to provide cloud services, including AI, machine learning, cybersecurity, and networking over 6 years. So this $1 billion will be spent on all these things over the next 6 years. It will eventually help Dubai become a digital country. That's it. Mm-hmm. They just want to remove paper, all the bureaucratic paper processes, and they just want to move everything on the cloud, on the digital platforms. So it becomes easier for everyone to just access them, the services or anything from their phone, laptop, or devices, yeah. whichever device you're using. So it also focuses on modernizing E&'s digital platform, such as Stars Play Arabia and Kareem. So it's going to be a very significant partnership, and we'll see a lot of things happening mm-hmm. under the umbrella of this partnership in the coming years.
I mean, one thing that you said that I am stuck on, if you remember, like I think before yesterday, I asked you when was the last time you had used cash?
Yeah.
And how the UAE is starting to become a cashless country. I mean, when was the last time anyone has ever really used cash?
I guess visitors sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
But now even they're using their cards.
Apple Pay, 100%. But you know, like the collaboration is so important because it is for sure going to be supporting UAE's ambition to become a global tech leader by enhancing its cloud computing capabilities, and as well, it will be giving access to advanced services. Which is very exciting, you know what I mean? It's going to be improving productivity and customer experiences. And of course, the UAE is not going to let anything go or slide away if it's not for its benefit. So, of course, it's going to be aligning with the UAE's economic growth vision that we are going to be seeing happening or implemented throughout the upcoming years.
Yeah. And AWS, there's an interesting number that I saw in the news that the cloud computing market, Amazon Web Services, cloud computing, and the cloud computing market is projected to grow to a $178 billion market in MENA region only.
That's a very big number.
By 2030. So Amazon's cloud services, together with E&'s expertise in all things telecom and other services, E&, is not just a SIM card on your phone, it's a mm-hmm. very big setup. We'll talk about it someday, how E&, is doing all the other things apart from just giving you your phone bill, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that is happening. A lot of other things are happening at JITEX. I would quickly read through them because if we start discussing all of them, it's going to be a lot of things. Just a quick reminder. Let me open it because I have a whole list here with me. So in automotive industry, Dubai Roads and Transport Authority plans to launch a new autonomous electric pod system. We've covered it on Love in Dubai and Smashy as well, but now they've given it a name. It's called Flock Duo Rail, and the driverless pods will operate on rail tracks or dedicated road routes, and one pod will carry up to 16 passengers. So this was announced at JITEX. Apart from that, Abu Dhabi police launched a new autonomous patrol vehicle. So now you won't see any policemen in the cars. The cars will just be driverless, and they'll be on the roads of Abu Dhabi checking you for doing not doing the stuff that you're not supposed to do. So yeah, autonomous patrol vehicles from Abu Dhabi police. The Dubai Civil Aviation Authority launched phase one of its aerospace platform, Dubai Sky Map. The map combines DCAA, that's Dubai Civil Aviation Authority. So aviation related services in one platform. There's E&T story again says it will introduce UAE's first AI powered human digital advisors. So that is happening. Apart from that, Microsoft, we already talked about it, Mustar, and there's a AI analytics company, Presight. They have entered a partnership, and they're going to introduce an AI powered asset management tool for renewable energy projects. In digital ID, UAE is planning to introduce Palm IDs. So yeah, everywhere you go, there will be a Palm ID service or a gadget there. So you can just scan your palm. And it is also going to be implemented at the metro stations. So that's a nice thing. You don't need cards again. So again, removing paper from the system as much as
papers, removing things, you know, everything is coming, is becoming digital. Yeah. Everything is becoming easier.
Even at the airports, if you travel, you don't need any paper, no visa, just scan the all the stuff on your phone and just
which is amazing, which is why everyone goes like, oh my God, you know, like traveling from Dubai or to Dubai is the easiest, is the best because of that, because you know what, you don't have to have a lot of things.
So the Palm IDs will be implemented soon. The basically the idea came from the Central Bank of UAE and the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security, which in short is ICP. So they've partnered for the Palm technology. Residents of the UAE, not everyone, will provide Palm biometrics at the ICP platform. We'll give our Palm scans and allowing them to make payments, withdraw cash from ATMs by scanning their hand. So yeah, just give me my money.
Give me my money.
So yeah, apart from that, legal tech and gov tech, DIFC has launched a new digital service that includes wills for digital assets. So you can write your will for whatever digital assets you have through this, self-service notarization, etc., etc. Just Google it, you'll find all the details there, or we'll discuss it sooner or later. The Abu Dhabi government is rolling out AI tools. This was my favorite story. I kept it for the last. They're now including government GPT. They've announced GovGPT, G-O-V-GPT.
Oh.
Yeah. So for government employees right now, what will happen is a decision-making platform will be established, and it will visualize the performance indicators and data analytics, and it will tell you how you're doing at your job. So yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a new GPT, GovGPT. Under ChatGPT, you can obviously create your own GPTs. So GovGPT, Abu Dhabi has announced that, and it's by the government, for the government employees for now. So yeah, they'll see how you're doing, and it will also be a training module as well. It will help you become better at AI. So this is also happening.
Well,
so,
we're all now going to be working with AI. So
AI will be judging your workflow and everything. So that's a good idea.
That is actually,
I think,
yes,
because
I like it.
Again, if I'm coming to work, I would want me to be as efficient and effective as possible.
100%.
And I would want to see if I did good on a day or not. So if I did good, I would have analytics to prove
Literally, it's like
that today my efficiency was 89%.
I mean, it's like, so, you know, later on, like if your boss goes like, oh, you know what, you haven't
done
good
job.
It's like, I have it here.
I have the numbers to show that I did
good. I have the numbers.
Good.
I'm showing you.
Good idea if you want to. Right now it's for government employees, but eventually, obviously, whenever a new technology comes, it always precipitates into other civil or people spheres as well. The private companies will maybe eventually. Please don't do it, Rich. But yeah, it'll be good. I think it's good. We already have a lot of apps and stuff which help you gauge your efficiency. But this coming from the Abu Dhabi government, maybe
it's going to be top tier.
Good for private companies as well. So yeah, this all happened. A lot of things are happening because of Jitex and Expand North are happening in the UAE, in Dubai. We'll keep coming to you with all the news that we can find, and we'll keep informing you. Thank you so much for joining us. If you missed any part of the show, just go to YouTube, go to live, and see the whole show again. Get all the information that we presented to you. You can follow us on all social media platforms. Just go there, follow us, hit that follow button, tell your family to follow it, your friends to follow it. To get all the business-related news, you can find anywhere in the world. We have it. We're putting it every day just for you. If you want to know about sports, just plugging something in. If you want to know anything about sports, we also have Smashy Sports. So you can follow Smashy Sports on YouTube, everywhere. They also have a podcast which happens on Monday and Friday. So if you're a football fanatic, if you love Middle Eastern sports, handball, volleyball, basketball, you can always follow Smashy Sports. We on our Smashy TV app also have live streaming rights to a lot of games. So every day there's games happening. The season has already started. It's been 2 or 3 weeks now. So you can see all the matches live on the Smashy TV app. That's one thing. And always, you can always watch Farah on the Love in the Way show in the morning. Thank you very much. This is the Smashy Business Show. We're signing off. It was a Smashy Business production brought to you by the larger Augustus Media Podcast Network. Take care. See you tomorrow.